Mittwoch, in this week's Pasha, right before Sheni, the Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu says, V'chol eshatitin li asa asrenu lach. Any revochim, anything that Yaakov will make, he will give Maisa. So you see already, the Mefarshim bring down that this was actually one of the Mekoyis to Maisa Ksofim, that you see that he gave Maisa on his revochim. So it's a minig avesenu biyadeinu, literally it's a minig kodim all the way back to the Avis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that from here, Asa Asrenu Lach, the double 10, Asa Asrenu Lach, we learn out the inyan of Al Yavazeh is Yesu Mechemish. 20% is 2 tens is Asa Asrenu Lach. And then the Gemara says, well, maybe it should be only 19%. I think you had asked it a few weeks ago. It should be only 19% is Asa. When you give away 10%, you only have 90 left. So now 10% of 90 is only another 9. Where it says, no, it's Asa, Asrenu, Lach, that same Asa that I did originally, Asrenu, I'll do it again. So that's how you get 2 times 10%, and that's how you get 20%. That's a full chaymish. The question is, how come the Pasuk breaks it up? If that's the kavan of Yaakov Avinu was, to give 20% of chaymish, how come the Pasuk breaks it up? Aser, Asrenu, Lach. Stam, if cholash atitinli, I'll give a chaymish. So we had discussed earlier that there's a difference between the first 10% and the second 10%. The first 10% has to go to Aniyim, Nishna Aniyim has to go, L'chadchila, Maisak Sofim has to go to Amalei Torah. The second 10%, that second Asrenu Lach, that Shita says could even go for Divrei Mitzvah, that second 10%, and that's not Meshubed to Aniyim, Amalei Torah. There's a different Shita who says a different Pshat, and he says the following. And he says, the also in Shit and Ksubis, and he says that Asa Asrenu Lach, the Torah B'davka broke it up, is that Yaakov Avinu is trying to convey a Yisoid in Hilchus Tzedakah, Nesinus Tzedakah. When you try to give Tzedakah, it is better to give 10 twice than to give 20 once. Every Maisa Tzedakah is another mitzvah, every Nesin is a mitzvah. So even though you're given the exact same amount, but each, if you give a pruta, 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 every maisa that you do, that's another nisina tzedaka, that's another mitzvah, and it's better off if you have a choice to give a lump sum to one, or to divide it in half and give it to two. It's better to divide it in half and give it to two. Or you give it the same organization, afilo, the same money, but give it twice. Give it at two different nisinas, at two different times, you're better off. Now, actually, we have to be magdir, and develop this concept that Mietzashem will get to in Sif Beis, exactly when is it preferable to give to one ani, when is it preferable to give two nesinas or whatever, but at least the Shita touches up, at least that's Prat Nepasik of Asa Asrenu Lach, it's better to give twice 10 than once a chaymish. I would like to revisit an issue or two that we had discussed earlier, and then we'll Mietzashem continue with Maisek Safim. Hopefully, maybe we'll even be Zeicha to finish Maisek Safim tonight. Just the Yisoidis of Maisek Safim. And we can continue with Reish Mem Tes. All right. There was a story, it's brought down by Yitzhak Zilberstein. I heard the story already before. But if you look in Oleinu L'Shebeach, it's a Sefer. He brings down the story by Avraham Avinu, by Sadaim. When also Avraham Avinu was giving Maisa, over there he brings down the following story. That there was a person who Nebuch collapsed, he fainted, and they called Hatzalah, and Hatzalah revived the person, and when he revived the person, he came back to his senses, Vaita, Nachum Ali collapsed, and Nachum Ali fainted. Hey, I don't know how far to trust, I'm not sure who wrote the Sefer Lena Shebek, but the Zion, it happened again and again. I heard, let's say it happened twice. Okay, and then while they're trying to revive him a second time, there was people in the family were explaining to the Hatzalah members what's going on, that he just lost Nebuch. He was walking in the street and he lost a large sum of money. From a different source I heard it was like $100,000. Anyway, but he lost a large sum of money, and therefore he, as the Tsar, that's why he's fainting. And while they were trying to revive him a second time, a second crew arrived at the scene, a second crew of Hatzalah members, and when they were discussing this inyan that he never lost a lot of money, one of the crew members said, I just grabbed and found $100,000. I just grabbed and found the money. They brought him back to his senses, and they told him, we have your money. Now he stayed awake, and everything's fine, and they gave him back the money. That was the Maisa Shehoya. So the godless of the Maisa was it, even though the Chayra, first of all, the godless is Hashkach Alain. Hashkach, the Punkta Hatzalah member, was the one who came and found the money. Baruch Shem, it was an area that were Shchichi Akum. Al-Pi Al-Lakha, anyway, it had a din of an Aveda that was Nesia Yishram, so it would be Hefka. But Ashkaku was Punk the Yid found it, and the Yid was the one that had Solomon found it and gave it back. So that's one Hashkacha. The second Indian is that the Nadvanis of the Hatzalah member, that he was able to just freely give up $100,000 in the spur of the moment, no problem, here's your money back. Anyway, but when he said over the story to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim's reaction was, did the Hatzalah member take off Maisa before he returned the money? Because Hayois Minadin, it's his, it's Kafka, because it was already Minadin, it was an Aveda, either Shem by Simon or Shkichiakim, whatever it was. So Lachai should have taken off Maisa before he gave it. That was the end. Reb Yitzchok was saying, look at my shvaga, his Eini HaTorah, that everything he looks is through the eyes of the Torah, not his spyless or whatever. Everything is through the prism of Torah, that the first thing is what happened to Maisa. All right. Now, had he given off Maisa beforehand, Hitaka would take off $10,000, give it to Maisa, and the other 90 he would return. Now that he gave away the whole 100 back, the 10 is going to have to come out of his own pocket, because he is chayv in Maisa. He gave it, that's very nice, but he is chayv in Maisa. Mitzad the recipient, mitzad the chayla, we call him, who passed out, he, since it was an aveda, so he lost the money that he's getting back now is like a revak, and we discussed early on that if you get back a revach, that person is mechuyev to give maisa, just like any other revachim, even though that money once used to be his. That's very nice, but once he lost it, that's a hefsid, and now new income's coming in that was unexpected, that didn't have to be. That new income is now maiserable, and he has to give off maisa. So glad that tzedakah gained on the day, because had that solemn member given maisa first, only returned 90, then the chayil would only have given 9 to tzedakah, so the tzedakah would only netted 19. But now that he gave back the whole 100, tzedakah is going to get 10 from the Hatzalah member and another 10 from the chayil, so now tzedakah got 20. It's interesting. But anyway, that was the story. Now, we discussed, this idea, 1 second, let me just bring it out. This idea, which we discussed in the past, we brought it, it's a Derech Emunah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has it in the Sefer, this concept as well. And he brings the raya from Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was masim and akal, that it's by the stoim, all the rechush kaklok, whatever, the whole story we know. And Avram Avinu gave maisa, and he gave back the rechush to Melech Stoim. So why did he have to give off maisa for? So Zakhtar Chaim, this is the word, because Hayois, it was already in Aveda, I can't say even better, it's an Aveda Zakam, but good, it was already Aveda, it's B'shas Mecham, it's Nevad, so Avram Avinu was Zeichin Menadin, out of spoil of going to war, whatever it was, he was Zeichin Menadin, Memela, now that he was Zeichin, he has to give off Maisa before he gives it back to Melech's time. He can't just down give it back to Melech's time, it's going to hit him, so he had to first give off Maisa, and then he had to give it back this time. That's Reb Chaim's Rai, that you see, that when you find an Aveda, that Menadin is yours, even though it's a beautiful Indian to give it back, we discuss the concepts of either Kiddush Hashem, or the Nimish is a din at times of Aveda to give it back, but nevertheless, Yechayv and Maisa. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Maisa is, 1 second, the Maisa is, this vort of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Grada, I found, it's a hafla. The hafla wrote a sefer on Chumash. It's called Panim Yafis, that's right. It's called Panim Yafis, and on this pasuk, he dons what pshat in the pasuk of the chiddush that he gave Maisa from everything. So one pshat was, is it that he gave Maisa even from the rechush that he got from Stoim? And he says, Mamish this verb, because Hayois, it was already Minadin his, it's already Minadin of Ram Avinus, and Memela, he was Mechuiv and Maisa before he gave it back. But then the Aflof falls away from the pshat, and he says, if Avram Avinu would have Zeichem Minadin, he wouldn't have been able to give it back to Melech Stoim, Atzlei Seichonim. So Mameli had to say that Avram Avinu Bedavka had Kavon and never to be Zeichen in the first place. And therefore he says a whole different pshat. He said the pshat was that Avram Avinu's own assets were at risk, at danger. Avram Avinu didn't think it was a nace. But when he got there, and the reaction of the people that told him that it was an ace, what happened, and that he made a suda sada, that suda, when he was in the Niskalat of Rama, he realized that the nace involved, he thought it was, you have to know Pshadis, but he didn't think there was an ace, therefore he risked his life. But now when he found out that there was an ace involved, he realized that his own money was vulnerable to be taken away. So therefore the Panim Yafis says that his own money was also like an Aveda, was like Zutu Shoyam, even his own assets were in the matzev of Aveda. Memelu, Avraham Avinu had to take off Meiser, re-Meiser his entire assets, his entire wealth, that it was at risk, because it was at risk to be Nevad. And now that he retained his assets, it's like a Revach Mechadish. And Memelu, he has to give off Meiser on that. And that itself needs a beer. I mean, let's make a mamish kazuta shayam, it's already hefka, but alright, but that's his var. But Mela, you see from this panim both nekudas. It means you see his first shot held mitzad the finder, and that Avraham Avinu was giving off mitzad the finder back to Maisa, and mitzad the second shot you see mitzad the Oive, the person who lost it. Avraham Avinu, his own assets were at risk, so he was like, he lost his assets, and Mela, he has to remaster the money that he gets back. That's shot. Now, we discussed in the past, and I want to bring this out because I said it briefly, but now I see that people, people, the Svarim don't say exactly like that, and I just want to go over it. I said in the past that even though there's a concept that when you lose, when there's a business has a hefsid, so you could dan the hefsid kenegad the revach. So l'chayra here too, when you lost the item, who cares that you gained it back? Who cares this guy who this chayla gained this $100,000 back from Matzah? He has to give of Maisa. Big deal, he has to give of Maisa. A day before he lost it, so he lost $100,000, he found $100,000, so net was zero. He got nothing out of the deal, so the Mela, it was a wash, he's not going to have to give off any Maisa. And the only time you'll say that he has to give Maisa, if you go with those sheet as a whole, that you can't use Reva Keneged Hefzid. But we who pass, and we're knowing that we do allocate it, the Reva Keneged Hefzid, we do allow that as long as it's in the same year. So Memela, it won't be Negev this Maisa. If you tell me he lost it Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this happened, he realized it, Chveitz Tzim Gedalion, it's a new year, if he goes with Rosh Hashanah, then good. So the Hefzid goes for 1 year, and the Reva goes for the, but then, let's say the Numala case was, it was in the same year, so there's not Negev the whole dinner. Maisa. That's how I saw someone bring it down. And I would like to disagree. The whole word that you can be mechashev reva keneged hefzid is in business. In business, when you're talking about the whole esek of the business, the choice of the business, to have sedim and revokin that go on in business, it's one business deal. You want to know if I, one business, even if it's two different businesses, but it's my way to make profit, that's my business, my hanhoga. So if I lose one place and I gain another place, so as long as it's in the same year, it's a wash. But when it comes to personal assets, I don't believe, I mean, I never saw, and I'm willing to argue, that there is no such thing. If I have, let's say, an item, my personal item, and while I'm walking into shul, I rip my shirt. Okay, so now I should make a cheshbon at the end of the year. Well, one shirt, $20 down the drain, that's it, I take it off, that was a hefset of mine. I don't believe anyone's going to say that. If I lost an item, if my dishwasher broke, one dishwasher down the drain, that's it. So then it wasn't new when it broke, so it was only worth $200, it should have lasted another 5 years, so I could take that off of my revachim zechenat. These are personal items, things that I'm not doing for business, things that are mine, that's my personal use. Some things last longer, some things don't, some things get lost, some things get stolen, like that you cannot take off as a hefzid. Memela, you won't be able to count it against your revachim. Navada, you still have to give your revachim and maisa kedin. We don't dan every single thing that was used up that year or that broke or that got lost. Avada nish. Memela, this person, if you tell me that $100,000 was business money, no, I hear, yeah, so it was a wash. But if the $100,000, which was already taken out of the business and it was for personal use, and that's the money that he lost, that $100,000 is gone and he has no right to use that and count that as a revach or discount any revachim against it. Memela, that's history. The next day or the next hour that the Tzala member returned the money, at that point that's a windfall, that's new money, that's new revachim. At that point he's going to have to give off Maisa on those revachim. So Memela, this whole din of Reva Keneged Hefzid L'Chayr is not applicable. It would only be applicable if it would be a business account. Okay, so L'Chayr, good, very good. So L'Chayr, what would be, when we discuss this, that what you're tapping on is in the concept we discussed earlier, what would be by insurance? A person has theft insurance or fire insurance, and Nebuch is business burned down, and now you got repaid from the insurance company for that business. Does he have to give off Maisa on that insurance that he receives? And the Paiskim discuss this. Now, some Paiskim grad on Mashma, like you, Teich Divreyem, that the Mashma know because it was just to reimburse what I had. Good. Like that, maybe we can dan taki here too. But other places can say the reason why you don't is because it's reva keneged hefzid. I taki when the house, when the business burned down, I lost. When the inventory was stolen, I lost that money, and then when I recouped it from the insurance, that's new money. So even though it only came machmas my previous loss, so what? Every hitzah is goyim revak. That's how you do business. You invest money and you take risks and you have hitzahs, and that brings revachim, and those revachim avadi you have to be masa on. And the only reason why you don't have to be masa on the entire revak is because we done the hitzahs connected the revak, the hitzahs that were used. So, if that would be the case, if that's how you go, like those places can buy insurance, and even by insurance, you have to be ma'aseh, it's just like it's a hefzek connected to revak, and if it will be in two different years, eino chanami, you have to give of mice on the insurance payout of the following year. So, l'chay here too, avadi would have to pay mice on the money that was returned to you. Eino chanami, if you go like the other place, eino chanami, I'm asking to Yisrael that it's kilo like you just mushlam from your loss. This was what you lost, and you just got repaid that same money. Then I could hear maybe that's right. Maybe. Okay, whatever.
For personal stuff.
No, I'm saying if it's for personal stuff and you want to use that surah, that the money that he got now is just a replacement of the item that he lost, so maybe then you won't have to give off maisa. Maybe. If you go with those places.
By insurance, you say that they're reimbursing it. That's the way they do it.
That's why I said maybe. That in insurance, it's mamish tit for tat. Here, Grad Avanda, the reason why that Solomon gave back the money was because he feels bad and the guy lost the money. But that chiv that he gave back, with the Indian, the retzaino hatay that he gave back, Lav Dafka Avanda, it only came because the guy lost the money, but Lav Dafka it's mamish a replacement.
And I told him that we gave him the money, that alone is stuck.
What?
That's stuck. We gave him the whole.
Why is it stuck? The guy's in Russia. You know any onion who lost $100,000?
No, he lost his money, not Russia anymore.
If he has $100,000 sitting in his wallet that he could lose in the street, you know for sure he has another $100 million in the bank, you know? He went to college off it. Okay, he has another million in the bank. Tzolus nefashis, it's a very nice, it's a gemilus chesed, it's beautiful. What does it have to do with stock or maize? Maize has to go to anim. If he's not an oni, hot nishmut maize, hot nishmut stock. What?
You can't live
without
$100,000.
It's college.
It could be another
nothing.
It's not just a wash, it's almost the exact same thing they got back.
No, that's what it does. So that's what he was saying, but we have, even by insurance, this money, this is hefka ready. So this $100 is like a different $100. This $100, $100,000 is gone. That's hefka. So the money that he gave me back is just maybe a replacement. So you have to know how to done insurance payouts. How do you done that replacement? And if we can make a tusha from this to that. All right.
The person finds something that has a good chance that it's hefka, but he has a zin when he picks it up, like by a rumbling, that he's not being kaina until he's absolutely sure that he doesn't find the original owner.
Right, that would be a good idea. That's seemingly that's what comes out from the Panim office.
All right. Back all the original owner. It's not up to the scene of it to us because the maizah which he gives back.
No, if he gave back the whole thing, no, you can give maizah from a different thing.
He
didn't have to give maizah from him. Maybe an azram shulei. Maybe Faket, he gave it back and he'll have to give maizah from someone else.
A normal person doesn't want to give 10%.
I hear. Got it by Matonin and Gan Reish Sayin. Even by Mecca Kamang, we say Dvaram Chabalay. The Ramah says maybe from Riyaz, maybe by Matonin. It's different. Okay, we could down that, Shaila.
Yeah, told the guy had to give mindset from those 100,000.
Right, that's what Chaim said. That's what Chaim was saying. All right. Another thing I would want to revisit is that someone asked last week, I believe it is, if someone gives Shavik Kesef to a noni, is that also considered for Maisa? Means if I give him a food or whatever it is, I give him any shavu kesef, could I deduct that as that was how I fulfilled my maisa? I gave him $100 worth of food, so that was in the scene of $100. And I said davar pashut avada yeh. I just want to flesh it out a bit, is that what happens if, and we discussed this as well, I just want to bring it out, is what happens if himself sells we're talking about food. Let's say himself is a caterer, or himself is in the food industry. So he buy for wholesale price, it costs him only $1, and he's gonna. But at retail price is $2, and he's giving it to the oni. So I said, Avada, the $2 is what we go boss of the market value. We don't go boss of the wholesale price. So Avada, he can reckon that he gave $2 right now to the oni, and he can take it off of his maisa. I just want to be maisa. People should make a choice. That's true that he could take that whole $2. And that applied to Maisa, but he has a new problem, is that, or a new Nakuda to address, is that since now he just made another sale. means he had a, he bought something for a dollar, and he gave it to Ani that's worth $2. So yes, he just gave $2 to Tzedakah. True. But at the same time, he also created a revak, because he went from $1 to $2. So on that extra dollar, he's going to have to give off Maisa another 10 cents. So yes, he could take that whole $2 off of his Maisa Cheshvin, but now he owes Maisa another 10 cents because he just made another dollar. So the halakha is true, just you have to always keep cheshvin. If you're ever going to try to be mavirk on your nesina satzdaka, that chelek erevak is also chayv b'maisa. So you're going to have to be re-maisa at least on that chelek.
Caterer that would throw out the food at the end of the day, and he has enough money to give it to.
I don't know if you would throw it out. I'm not sure what halakha that is.
He knew before chasna already. At the end of the day,
no, I'm saying so. What, right, so if he won't give it to Ani, he would throw it out. But you have to know how to don it. Because if it's worth nothing, then he's giving nothing to the Ani. Right?
It's not worth nothing. It's like last week.
If it's really worth something, so why is he throwing it out? Because it's...
He doesn't know who to give it to, but if somebody comes...
Well, he cannot sell it to anybody
else. Gave that Shabbos to
Tzedakah. Yes, I'm not sure how to done that, exactly how much it's worth at that point. It was heated already.
Somebody gave me a chef, it's worth $100. I don't know where to go sell it. I'll go sell it on eBay for $50.
Right, so grad...
It's worth $100. I have to pay my son $100.
Pashas, you have to pay $100. I guess.
It's worth to me.
If it's the only thing is, why is the caterer throwing out? Why doesn't he take it home with him?
Can't
eat so much from. Oh yeah, and why doesn't he give it to neighbors? It's not worth the whole tircha. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll take, because there's another halakha. We'll go meaningly and we'll maybe readdress. Is what happens if you have a chayv to a nani? Forget it, he owes you the money. You lent him money, and now you decide, you know what? It would be a great idea. You want to give maisa? You'll just be meichel him the chayv, and you'll take it off of maisa. So the Paiskim said, you could do that. A mechila is kematon, and that's fine. That's like a nesin, he just gave tzedakah. But if the odds or the chances that he's going to repay you are slim or not 100%, whatever that, so it means kumtais, the choiv is not secure. The choiv is not worth that $100 anymore. Maybe it's 50-50 of repay you. So it's only worth $50, whatever the odds are. So if you be meichel, you can't take off the whole $100. And if you meichel is because you don't think he's ever going to repay you, so it's bad, it's not worth anything, this choiv. Try selling one. So then, good, so you meichel. But what did he give for Maisa? He gave nothing for Maisa.
In that case, he didn't receive anything because he wasn't going to pay you anyway.
Maybe he received now he has one less bachoiva, he can sleep at night. But okay. No, the vote is you, what did you give? Maybe, we're not telling what he received, we're telling what did you give. If for you it wasn't worth it, I mean, if you had to sell this choiva in the marketplace, you wouldn't be able to sell it, so it's worthless. So I want to know if he would sell that chicken, what is it worth? So if you tell me Batsum could just langsignish the tercha for him, so we could discuss it. But if for some reason it was cooked and I don't know, the people touched it already, I have no idea. And therefore it's not worth anything on the marketplace, so giving it to Anani, you can't take it off from Maisa.
You said a mole, then the one with giving Maisa early, that you make it into halva. So Anani comes to your door, you can give him halva, you're not going to get it back. You don't have to doubt that
So the grad happens to be a unique halacha, and that is that you know you're going to get it back because you're going to take it. You're so to speak the arev on it. You're going to take it back from your future tzedakah that you're giving. You give him money and you give him halva, and you make up with him that his taka doesn't have to pay you back. Just you're going to take it back from your future revakim, so you're pretty guaranteed that you're going to get repaid. And connect to that, but it's a good child anyway. All right. Those are the two things. Let's go on to more types of. Right, you know what, let's learn a Piskei Tshuva. We'll flesh this one out. There's a few more halakhs I want to discuss. If you look at the Piskei Tshuva in the end of Sif Katan Aleph, about four lines before the end, it says, V'ayin b'shut abar turei evin, shenishal, be'echot shesho mois maise shaloi etzloi, ad disrami le lanim hagunim oi kroivev shiitin lahem. I'm reading from a Piskei Tshuva, the end of Sif Katan Aleph. Sorry, Resh Mem Tes. Resh Mem Tes of Cotton Aleph. Ubeini Beini, Hoitzi Hamois Letzarchoi. So you set aside money, then you use the money. Vakaka Kosev Elov Eka Mikroivov, one of your relatives, Sheyishla Kloy, Eza Sak, Lysius Nesia Bita, he asked to help him out with his chasna expenses. and he was an ani. V'zeh lo hayu loy mois muzumanim. V'sholach loy schayra. He sent him instead of money. He sent him schayra. Aydei ish neeman. V'nigzal haschayra bederech. The shaila was, since he's sending tzedakah, he's sending these goods as a tzedakah payment, as a nesina tzedakah to his karev, can he now that it got lost, it's not his headache, he sent the tzedakah, so he's putting it out his tzedakah, it got lost, it's tzedakah's cheshman, it's the ani's cheshman. Or no, since it never reached the ani, so kumtais, he never gave that tzedakah, so he'll have to give it again. V'heishib, d'ilu lo hishtamish ha'ish hazeh b'mois l'tzarchai, had he not spent the money that he set aside for tzedakah. That's it. He set aside the money and he sent it. Now it's the tzedakah money that was lost. Next step, even if had he taken the money that he set aside and he bought goods, let's say it's chasna stuff, so he sent the person a gown, whatever, he bought goods, his case was, because it was a good cheshbon, he's helping out tzedakah, he's helping out aniyim, so memela, that he sent the tzedakah, it's tzedakah money, and tzedakah money got lost. Avo, me'achish, and nishtamish ba'mois tzarchoi, v'kan ba'oynis machmos ha'pshiyo, shilu sholuk mois karev lovada yuchalohi enigzal, shayachal atmin, would be better, easier, it's safer to send money, and kenam shalei'achai v'alko ponim b'dini shemayin litin mois acherim lo'ani zeh. You know, he's like very, heals like Muatz, if it would be the same money or goods that I translated the money onto, that would be fine. But since I was Mishamish in the Moed, and now I'm just sending goods, there's an Indian, he says, Akopan Medina Shemaim, to repay tzedakah, to repay Maisa. That's the Abaratur Evan Shita. The Maisa is the Derech Amun, the Marshal, a beautiful Chsam Saifin Chulin, who says, Lahedja, not like that. That if a person sets aside Maisa Ksofim and then he loses a Maisa Ksofim, Avada, he's chayiv to repay the Maisa, to repay the Aniyim. And he says the Pashit is, Delav Hani Zuzi Ninu Maisa. It's not this money that's Maisa. Right? When you get, it's not like Hafrosh is Truma Maisa, it's Mamish this penny for that on this Chelik. The Ravakim, I make a cheshem all my Ravakim, and I set aside money, lav davka punk, this dollar is from my Ravakim, but I know that this month I made this amount of money, or this year, and I set aside this amount for tzedakah, so I was mafrish, because there's Indian to be mafrish, so zayin, but lav davka, that money is punk the hilchus maisa. Mamela, I just have a chiva myself, shetzarakal asa mashevir. So if this money gets lost, I still have that chayvis gavra, that I have to give new maisa money. I always have to owe maisa a tenth of my Ravakim. If he was zeichu for ani, we could talk about it. You have to know tnuz zechu the hilchos. But I hear you're asking a good child. He isn't a good child. But let's, barring that, so the Ksam Sefer says that's not this money that punkt is tzedakah money. Memelo, the Derech Amuno doesn't like this Abar Turi Evin. And then he's Moisef another Nakuda, where Bechlal, the Abar Turi Evin, even his conceptually, is not Negea. But I have to give a Hakdam on that. And that is like this. It says in Reish Nun Zayin that if a person is Mafrish, is either Noide Sela Letztaka, or is Mafrish Sela Letztaka, the halacha is that it's like any other Neder, it's Hegdish like Kabonis, that is the Inyonim of Baal Ta'acher. And the Baal Ta'acha by Tzedakah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, okay, Shitas, but the way it comes out is that the Baal Ta'acha, Be'etzim, is Miyad. Once it's Kaimi Aniyim, if there are Aniyim around, you have to be, A, be Mafrish the Tzedakah right away, and B, give the Tzedakah right away. You have a Chi, if there are no Aniyim around, okay, so you have time till you give it. You might have to be Mafrish right away, out to your Nedda. You made a Nedda, so I have to be Mafrish, but then I have time to give it. But if the Aniyim are around, Avadi, you have to give it immediately to Aniyim. Now today, Bismaneinu and the Ready Pesukim say it, or Chashuk and others, it's Kaimi Aniyim. Unfortunately, we have Aniyim all over, and we all know about Aniyim. So Mamela, if someone would be Noida Sela Letztaka today, immediately he would have to be Mafreshit, and immediately he would have to run and give it to Anani. He wouldn't be able to wait till tomorrow. He'd be over Lav the Reis of Baal Ta'ach. So what's the Eisa? So it's discussed over there. The Ramah says that there's a concept that if Mitchilis Ha Tzedakah, you make a t'nai in your neder, You make it. You say, I want to be noida a seller, let's talk. But this seller, I'll be able to be mafrish and give as I wish. I don't have to give it right away. When I find the ani that I'm happy to give it to, whatever it is, if I put that tonight into my neder, then it says over there that that's fine. Place can start dining. How is it fine? How does it work? But that's fine. It means I could put tnoim into my nether, and once I tag on these tnoim that I don't have to be mafresh right away, I don't have to be mafresh right away. The Derek Amun over there holds that midei, yes, pikpukim, and Mameli says the Eitzah Hayyutza, the best way to do it is faket, when you want to be noida sell out stock, you should not be noida like that. You should just say that I am not being mafresh bechlaut tzedakah, and I'm not being noida tzedakah. When I give it to the ani, that's when the hilchus tzedakah should be chal on the mois. When it goes be'ol yad ha'ani. But till then, I don't want tzedakah to be chal. And he says, what then lagavi ma'isek sofim? A person has to be careful when he's mafresh ma'isek sofim, he should not do it b'toyres hafrosha, that this is takat tzedakah. Because if he does that, the second he bumps into an ani, or he knows of an ani, he's going to be over b'al takah immediately. But Meili says, when you are, if for those who are noig ma'isek sofim, they should be masim betchiles kabbalosim of ma'isek sofim, that they are not being mafresh tzedakah, they are not being making hilchus tzedakah chal al namois, because otherwise they're going to have this problem, but rather they can give it whenever they want, and the tzedakah shouldn't be chal till it's ba'al yada oni. Memela zakta derek amuna, in Cain, if that's how you're doing it, to get out of pikpukim over there, that you don't want the tzedakah to be chal b'chlal alamayis, then the b'chlal, the whole laboratory of is not negated. There was no tzedakah that was lost. This is your money or your schari that you sent, but you weren't mafresh it to be hilchus tzedakah mamish, because then you have issues of bal ta'acha. So you only want it to be tzedakah when it's bal yad ani, so it's still it's egil yad ani, was never tzedakah, so avadi you're going to be chai v'achrayis, and avadi you're going to have to be remafresh. Now, the Olam shouldn't get nervous. Olam's going to think that Hayyos are being noig. Some people have been noig Maisek Sofim, that all of a sudden they have a hafrosha right now in their drawers. They should run home right now and immediately take it out of the drawer and give Mois to the to Maisa. Give Mois to the Aniyim. Hayyos is Kaimaniyim. So on any side, I believe, I think it's Pashit, but I didn't see it in print, but I believe that this Inyan of Maisa, we always have to be Mekabla B'li Ned, otherwise we're going to get ourselves into problems of Nidre Mitzvah. But Imtim Tzolayma, the person wasn't Mekabla B'li Ned, and he's now stuck with a Neder, which is severe. It's more than just now a minig. Now he has a Neder that he has to be Noig Maisek Sof, because that's how he was a Noig Dova Toiv three times, and one time on Nas to keep it. It says in Yerdei Shidalit, the whole Simon on Nidre Mitzvah, that Hanog is Mechayiv. This din is only if a taka that was Yan Hagan. The case of the Mechaber was, let's say a person had a Kabbalah not to drink wine during the 3 weeks. Let's say Mika din, he's allowed to drink wine, but he was knowing not to drink wine during the 3 weeks, and so now became a Nidre Mitzvah that he always forever can't drink wine during the 3 weeks. That was his Neder. But if people weren't aware of this halacha, they have to be mafresh it right away. So kumta is when you were makabel or you were noig to give maisek sofim, you were noig kafi, your understanding of the maisek sofim, and kafi taka, how you were noig. What did you do the first time you were mafresh maisek sofim? Lav dafka, you did it immediately. And lav dafka, when you were mafresh maisek sofim, did you immediately run to give it to Dani? So even though, let's say, in hukas bal taka, if it was taka, hafresh it stuck, you were makleif to, but you, the way you were makabel, your neder, your hafroshes maisa was done on that oifen. At least your hanhogus of maisa klofen was done on that oifen, that you don't have to do it right away. You don't have to be mafish right away. So that's how your neder maxes out. You can't have a neder more than your makabel, because the whole neder comes from your kabbalah. You never said, I am going to give maisa klofen to your chasa. Maybe then you'll have a problem. But if you just came from your hanhogah initially wasn't to give immediately. Your anhaga initially wasn't to be makban about ta'akas avada. You can never have a neder more than your anhaga. And I would like to be moisev that even if, taking a next step, I would venture to say, although I'm not 100%, but I would venture to say that even if the first three times, or the very first time that you were mafresh ma'isek sofim, you did it immediately, and you gave it to anim immediately, I have a reason, I'm willing to say that even that, if you didn't know that that's what you're doing, means that wasn't your das, that wasn't your kavana of how you're going to be noig, then that wasn't your kabbalas of the net, the lamasha. Let's say a person granted didn't drink wine during the 3 weeks, for 3 years in a row. Grad, he was sick, or Bachali doesn't drink wine. So now you're going to tell me it was a Hanhoga Toiva? Zechanish. That wasn't his Kavana. So I'll venture to say that even if Takya Hanhoga Toiva was to give Maisa, but you didn't know this Chelik of the Maisa Ksofim, then at least that Chelik of it, you weren't Mekabel. All right, but it's definitely clear from the Poskim that L'chatchila should be noig everything b'lineda, and b'lineda on this as well, and you don't want it to be tzedakah chal, and you want to have the right to be mishane, or not to give it right away, to give it to the ani that you choose at a later date. And V'chaim holds b'chalal, when you make that fresh, it shouldn't even be tzedakah at all. The other Paisim from the Rambam over there, you could make it tzedakah, you have to know how it works, but you're making it tonight that you want to give it whenever you want and how you want it. Chaim says the best to get out of any pepukim is to make sure that you don't even give it. B'chal, he says, kach harach hazanish, he used to tell people to be makabu b'li neda, and your frosh is b'chalal, not tzedakah at all, otherwise you might run into these shilas. Oh, in the case of that bar to Re'evin. Okay, and Chaim, I don't know the Bar Turi Evin's case altogether, if he had the Derech Emuni. I mean, he lived way before. But at least, if you're Makabal, let's say before the Derech Emuni, the Bechal, Stam, you're Makabal, that you can give it when you want. So also, you don't have a Baal Ta'acha. But Chaim's saying that the Anhoga Toiva should be right now. You should make up that you're not being Mafish Tzedok. In that case, if it gets lost, Zicha, you're not going to be able to deduct it. Avada Dachreis is going to be on you, and you can't deduct it from Tzedok.
I give it to
And you say it should be a tzedakah, and you were mafrish moises tzedakah, and you made it moises tzedakah.
This is moises tzedakah.
And you already sent him with an address where it should go.
Yeah.
So you're mafrish for a gevissa ani, because if not, then you're going to have a problem about tzedakah. How could you give it to that ani? You have to give it to the first ani. That's when you're mafrish at l'shem, that ani in Meir Sharm, that's what you wanted to go to, that's earmarked for there, that was in Yad Frasha, and now you gave it to the Shliach. Yes, and then maybe Takia later to Re'evin, but you still have the Ksam Sefer to contend with that Bechlal. Avada that Tzedakah, you won't have to give again to that ani, but you might accept him, you might have not satisfied, because it's Lav Dafka this dollar that has to go to Maisa Ksafim. It's 10% of your Revachim. You didn't give 10% of your Revachim to an Oni, unless you do Moshe Zeta, that you Mezacher, Zecha Deyak, and it's Taka Zechi, and he owns it already, so Memela, you Yoisi Yenazino, then we can start downing that. All right, let's move on to a few other Inyan. I want to finish up tonight. What happens if you want to you bump into an ani, he's selling something, and you, let's say you could handle with the ani and get a cheaper price, but a yes is ani, so you have in mind like this. Let's say you're selling an item for $100. You feel you could wiggle him down to 90. So what you'll do is, but you don't want to hassle him, haggle him, and he's an ani, lemaisa, you want to become mitzvah tzedakah. So you have in mind, I'll give $90 from my pocket, and the extra $10 that I could have wiggled him down, I'm going to take that from maisa. Because the Maisa is going to Anani, it's Tzedakah, he's deserving of Tzedakah, so I can get that from Maisa Ksofim. This Shaila was sent to the Maram Sheikh. Maram Sheikh, beautiful, how he proves that a Maisa, in a real Hilchus Maisa Ani, it wouldn't work, because you now let her give Maisa Ani Bederek Mecha Komemka, he has other reasons, but then he goes on, he said, maybe Maisa Ksofim is Leichter, and maybe you should be able to do it. Gets out of another problem. At the end of the tshuva, he says that the problem is why you can't do it. The problem is that if, let's say, the item was really worth $100 or could be worth $100, the fact that you could wiggle him down because he's desperate and he needs the money, so he'll sell it at a discount, and you don't do that, doesn't make it that the purchase was for 90. Rather, the purchase was still for 100. Mameli says, you can't take it off of Maisa Ksofim because you paid $100 for an item that was worth $100. Mameli, that whole $100 has to come from chulin money, your own money, and not from Maisa Ksofim. So the tzedakah mishpat is medayik, and he holds that hayois, the ikka time of the mamshik was that last time. He says that kum toisa, let's say the ani is overcharging. Clearly, let's say he's charging $120 for this item. It's really only worth $100, but he's overcharging. So in such a case, the tzedakah mishpat wants to say that would be fine. I could give the $100 that it's really worth to him, no problem. And the extra $20, only in that extra $20, I'll take off a Maisa, because that extra $10, whatever he charges more than the market value, that extra amount really he doesn't deserve. And I could handle him down. And since I could handle him down, so now that I'm giving it be nafshi atoiv, I'm giving it b'toyis tzedakah, that chelik I can take off a Maisa Ksofim. Now you're going to have to just reckon exactly what it's worth and what you could handle him down to. But let's say you could chat that up, then that would be fine. That's what the tzedakah mishpat says.
Yeah, I once owned an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, So what I told the fellow was, I said, pay me 10% less than the going rate for that apartment. So and so I thought I could be yotze the 10% doing it that way.
And
this way,
and he's a nani?
Recovered. Well, he's living in Eretz Yisrael and he's going to Kailo. I figured he probably is.
But he's buying an apartment. Okay, good.
I don't have the apartment anymore.
He's buying, he said. Well, he said, you rented it to him when you sold
it?
Oh, you rented it to him. Ah,
I rented it. I said, take 10% off the going rate, you know, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
But I did get a benefit. My apartment was never empty, right? And I was like, I got a benefit because I'm lower than everybody else, right? So I wasn't 100% sure if it was really correct, but, you know, I mean...
Oh, yeah. Well, you could done with the Taz. Would you have done it otherwise? Wouldn't you have done it otherwise in terms of Tavis Anah? If it wasn't to Anah, you...
Tzedakah out of it, you wouldn't have gone for 10%. Maybe I would have gone down 1%. I'm not sure.
Okay, so that percent
I for the going rate.
That percent that you would
normally I would ask for the going rate, but if I see he doesn't go,
whatever you would have gone down, so that you can't tzedakah, right?
Know.
You went down more because of tzedakah.
I
hear that that might be an eitzah.
You know, if I wouldn't have gone,
and you have to keep in mind the taz that you have to had in mind that before you rented it to him that you're taking that out of mice. Not once you tell him now you want to use it for mice, it's too late. Because
once you make that deal.
That
all the way, all
okay,
along.
Good.
That's why I gave him that price. Otherwise, I wouldn't have given that price.
Right, no, I mean, the Taz also has a case you're giving mice to the duck for the aliyahs, and it's very nice he had a mind to duck, but you can't take it out of mice unless he had a mind you're going to use it for mice money. Because otherwise, he can't part of from a Davish Abachayva. So here you could done how to do it. All right. You might have a davar shulchayv that you're contractually obligated to give him the shtamshes of the apartment. You rented it to him, so unless he had a mind initially, you might have a problem. All right, let's go into one more gishmak hashaylam, which Doylem probably heard of, but we'll try to do our best on it, is raffles. You have a maisa, the yeshiva, who's selling raffles, and you want to buy these raffles from maisa. Can you not? And this is a hot shaylam. It's been sent to all the gedalim of Rav Moshe and the Shevet Halevi and Dain Fishel and Tzedakah Mishpat has on it and who else is it? Oh, and Avchaim Kanievsky. It's like a hot shaila. I guess it's very common. What's the Hagdara? What are you allowed to take if you're allowed to take? So I'll first give you Rav Moshe's spin on it. Rav Moshe holds like this. Sorry? Let's say the Moshe is for Anim. And if it's for Anim or Molei Torah, it's even better. Oh, it's a second 10%. You're doing it good. So you're allowed to give it to from your maisa money. So Rav Moshe says the following. Rav Moshe says that odds on winning something is shavah kesef. The Gemara Makis, right? You win an Edom Zomim, you have to shots up. What were the chances that he would have had to pay it out to Ksuba, and that's what he's chayav al Edom Zomim? What the chances? Moshe says, you know, how's the shalom? He's right. How's the shalom bias? If they're aiming to get divorced, not there's risks involved and odds involved, and based on those odds, that's how much it's worth, and that's how much the Edom Zomim have to pay. So there are odds to a risk and to an option. It's worth money. So you have to done how much money is that worth? This raffles. He says that if what they're raffling off is something that is worth the odds of what they're charging you for the raffle, they're charging you a dollar, and there's a 1% chance of winning $100. So then, l'chayra, 1% over 100 is $1. So come twice. That raffle ticket is really worth a dollar. So you can't take a dollar from Maisa and pay it off, because that dollar is shavah kesef that you can't do. But Rav Moshe says like this. He says that if it's b'li kitzvah, they're not telling you how many raffles, they're not limiting it to any amount, and it's b'li kitzvah, they could sell as many raffles as they can, and for all you know, they're selling 1,000,000 raffles and still giving you this $100 prize. So what's that worth? It's a joke. It's worth nothing. So Rav Moshe says, this is his hagdar. If it's a raffle with a kitzvah, you have to shatz up what the odds are. And if the odds are what it's worth, what they're charging you, so you cannot take it off of Maisa Ksafim. But if they're raffling unlimited, they could sell as many raffles as they want. So he said the Davshin Lekitzah is not worth anything. It's really, and you're only doing it because you want to give tzedakah. If it wouldn't be tzedakah, no one would buy these things because it's really not worth anything. So Mameli says that you could take off of Maisa. Now, go to the next step. He says, well, what happens if you taka won the raffle? And again, you're talking about the raffle shein l'kitzah, so you could take it off, you could give it from Maisa because it's really not worth anything. And now that you won, so Rav Moshe says it's a good idea if you won to re-give that $1 that you paid for the raffle ticket. You can't have the cake and eat it. I paid for the raffle from Maisa, and now I won the $100 raffle prize that I can't do. So I should, he says, an Indian that I should re-give Maisa another dollar for the raffle ticket, and then I can keep the $100 that I won.
Take it off the revach.
Now, what? And now, on the revach itself, that $100 revach that I got, Rav Moshe says, Avada, you have to give off Maisa on that. Avada, the revach, I got the $100 revach, I got, it's like any matana I got, any win I get, any revachim I get, Avada, I have to give off Maisa. So on the revachim, on the prize that I won, Avada, I have to give 10%. So on the $100 prize, I'll give $10. Plus, I'll have to give one more dollar for the amount that I paid for the ticket that I initially took off of Maisa, but now that I won the Maisa, I won the raffle, so I should have to repay the Maisa, give another dollar. So at the end of the day, I won $100, and I'll give $11.
Why don't you look at it as a purchase? Without this $1 that I bought the raffle, I would have never won this price. So technically, it's a swap. I gave $1, now you got $100.
Right, but Rav Moshe said it's really nothing, because since it's a Dov Shein Lakitz, it's not shove anything, it's nothing. But even if you're, so let's say even business, if I invest in a product and I hope the product goes and I invest in that product and the taka is successful, so I don't have to give a mice and a revachim, I've had to do the revachim and revachim. It came from my choice. So the choice to get this revachim was $1, good, but now I got the revachim is the $100. Now that $1 bet, Ramosha says, is really not worth it, so that's dumb. You should repay the mice itself from, because you didn't even take it out of your money, you took it out of Maisa, you should repay them. And for the $100, you should give off Maisa $10. That's from Moshe Shita.
You see that every sale that you buy, when you pay a lot less than the actual value of the of what you're purchasing, the chair is not the mean between what you paid and the real market value of what you bought, you should have to give off Maisa for that.
If it's for business. If it's for business and it's a revachim and you sell it and you materialize profit, we discussed that if you buy chfeitzim for yourself, we had a chazanish, that b'chlal, you don't have to give maisa on your own chfeitzim with machlekes. But, all right, let me just bring this out. Let me flesh it out. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't talk about the middle dagger, which is probably the real dagger, is that yes, it's worth something, but no, it's not worth the price I'm paying. It means, let's say the odds are 1 in 1,000, so the ticket's really worth 10 cents, but they're charging me $1. That's how tzedakah makes the money. So Rami didn't discuss, but seemingly from Ramesha, he would hold that the 10 cents I can't deduct, because that's the shavah kesef I got, but the extra 90 cents that I paid for the ticket, the extra that I pay for the ticket that's worth more, that I'm paying more than its real true risk value, on that I would be able to give off a maisa. That seems to Ramesha. The maisa is others say it as well. Chaim Kanievsky is moisiv that if the ticket is taka worth $1 and you took it out of Maisa Ksofim, then the whole $100 belongs to Maisa. Because you took Maisa money and you purchased something, so you're taking tzedakah money and you purchased something that really belongs to tzedakah. You had no right to use it for yourself. So kumtois, it's a tzedakah ticket. And you should look, I don't know if you should have done this in the first place, because maybe you're not the bialim of to make that risk. But let's say, good, if I purchase it for Maisa money, so now the win is a Maisa win. So maybe the entire $100 belongs to Maisa, and it's not yours at all. That's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says.
There's no risk. The Maisa's getting it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. There's no risk. When you give them the dollar, they're also getting the stock. So there's no risk
For you. Let's say the odds are 1 in 100. So come to that ticket was worth $1.
No, but there's no risk to tzedakah. There's no risk,
right?
Because
so
tzedakah is going to get that dollar anyway.
I'm asking so, but me, I bought something $1, which was worth.
You don't know if you're allowed to take a risk like that for tzedakah.
Oh, that's but what you mean, because it's going to tzedakah anyway. I hear.
Tzedakah's getting it.
Good, mask him. I retract on that. Mask him. Good. So anyway, so Mamela Zarkankankanievsky that the whole revak below, the whole prize belongs to Maisa. Now, Maisa, if you took it off of Maisa money. If you took Maisa money, if you, when you gave it, you had in mind that you're using Maisa money, that you're using a reckoning off your Maisa, so Mamela that you allotted for Maisa, it was a Tavis for Tzedakah for Anim, so Mamela the ticket belongs to Maisa, belongs to Anim, and Mamela the Ravakim belongs to Anim.
I don't have to give this dollar, I can give another.
I know, but I gave that dollar for my success. Now that you won, you want to change your mind. You can't give it out tonight. That if I win, it should come out of my own money. And if I lose, it should be my success. And they can't do it. And the God of the place can reduch this tonight. That you can't do this now. That doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying. That's
only the money value.
Saying if it was worth, the risk was worth $1 and I paid the dollar for the risk, it was a real risk.
The risk was 10 cents and you deducted the 10 cents from the 90 cents.
Right, so then it's fine. I have no problem with that. Now, Rather, Dain Fisher brings down the Truvis Ramosh and he brings down the Shevet Alevi, and he holds all the way. He holds no matter what, if you win the raffle, that money belongs to Maisa. So it's case of Yasser Zepskhir, Bibrosa Shechaveri, you start off with Maisa money. If you won because of that Maisa money, Avada, at the end of the day, it's going to belong to Maisa. He doesn't understand what's going on. That's the Truvis from Evan Yisrael. What? I hear. I love that. Maybe people are interested in giving to talk. Not from Maisa. All right. The Maisa is, it's a mavuk amongst the Paiskim. Pasha is, I mean, putting aside dying fish, the Maisa, you have Ramosh and you have others to be Samekon, that if you just, the only thing is how you're going to know how to reckon what it is. You see people paying for the lottery tickets and they pay money and it's not going to tzedakah, and they pay money and they pay more than the odds. Right? If there's a $5 million lottery and the odds are 1 in 10, you know, they have cheshbonis and they still overpay according to the odds, because it's still, for them, it's their chance to be lucky and win who knows what. So I'm not sure if it's mamish, you know, amount divided by odds is value. It could be more than that, because you see people who are willing to pay. That means it's shoving the marketplace more, even if it won't be tzedakah. But if somehow you could figure out what it is, that's what has to come from your own money, and above that has to come from, is allowed to come from Maisa money. Maisa, what I just have a aura is that if it would be a davar sheyesh lekitzur, or let's say you know that stock is only going to sell 5,000 lottery tickets, whatever it is. They're raffling off a van and they're only selling 1,000 tickets. So they know it's a davar sheyesh lekitzur. And you're going to buy it from Maisa. And let's say you can reckon out based on the odds it's only worth, the odds are it's only really worth $10, and the lottery ticket and these tickets are worth $100. So $90 is mamash l'shem stock and $10 is for the cost. Let's say that would be the case. I'm still not convinced that you could take the $90 off of Maisa. And I'll explain why. We had a Shlach Kodesh. Going back to the case of the Taz, when you're bidding in a tzedakah and you're bidding for an aliyah or for whatever, for a schus, a mitzvah in the shul. So avada that, if you had a mind, avada, you have to have a mind for Maisa, and you wouldn't have done it anyway, all the tonight. But if you make all the tonight, so the Taz, and then money is going to tzedakah, fa'anim, good, then you're allowed to take it off of Maisa. Still the Shlach said that you're only allowed to take off Maisa that extra amount. Means if I went up to 350 and it was a previous bid at 325, I could only take off $25 to tzedakah, because the first 325, tzedakah was guaranteed from the other guy who made that bid. So Mela, I can only give off that extra $25. That's the Shlach Kodesh. Okay, we discussed, if not fine, I'm good. But, sorry? What, in the Shlach? The Teufel Sanah, the Taz said he's not worried about the Teufel Sanah because I wouldn't have done it anyway. But the Shlach says, but you weren't Marviach, Maisa 350, Tzedakah, Anim 350, because 325 was going there anyway. So in our case, if there's a limited amount of tickets sold, so if they didn't sell every ticket, okay, fine. But if they sold every ticket that they maxed out, they were sold out of the tickets, and now you want to use your ticket for Maisa because you overpaid on the value of the ticket, I'm not convinced you could do that, because had you not purchased that ticket, somebody else would have purchased the ticket. You're talking. If they sold out, probably he would have purchased your ticket. Someone else would have purchased, and possibly that person would have given it not from Maisa. Either he's not Makben on Maisa, or he
gave the money from Maisa.
So if that person would have given it from Maisa, I hear. But let's say that person might have not given it from Maisa. How could you take your ticket, the extra from Maisa? What do you mean? Tzedakah would have gotten that money from somebody else anyway. I'm not so convinced that you could take it off of Maisa. You could be Mechalik, that by the Aliyah's Chach, the guy already made the bid 325. So with you, Shev Altatz, if you wouldn't interfere, 325 is coming to tzedakah. So you sort of was massive tzedakah 325, and now you're paying tzedakah 350. So really, you're only netting tzedakah $25. Machenkin here, it's true, maybe they would have and could have and should have sold that ticket to somebody else, but Lamaisa, you taka bought the ticket, you taka gave money to tzedakah. So at that point, when you're buying the ticket, it's still up for grabs. Maybe you taka mahana and marviak tzedakah the full amount. But I'm not convinced. I didn't see the place and discuss it, but it's you talking. It's a good chance that like the Shlach Kaddish, if there's a davar sheyesh lekitzur on the tickets, but chlal, you wouldn't be able to give off Maisa. Sorry?
Why is
that
not work with
the Aliyah
also?
But the had I not made my bid 350, the 325 bid was already placed. So 325 is guaranteed tzedakah. So what did I do for tzedakah? I only gave him $25. Here, I know, but the vod is, but I was massed tzedakah 325, and I gave 350, shkoyach. So what do you do for tzedakah? $25. Here, there was no one lined up yet that's buying that ticket. It's, yes. You're talking that it would have been sold, should have been sold, could have been sold.
But he won't bid on the next aliyah if you let him have.
Okay, we discussed that. How are you going to know? All right. Let me just make a sikkum. We have 3 minutes. I just want to make a sikkum in Hilchos Maisa. Yetzichem, next week we hope to go weiter. There are a lot of halachas, and it's unfortunate. There is no sugya, so there's a lot of machlokes in, and a lot of different sheetahs, and probably it was an eye-opener to many people. It was an eye-opener for me, these halachas, exactly how far tzedakah and maisa ksav is mechayev. I just want to recap a few inyonim and remind the elam that, A, if you're going through maisa ksav, you should do it b'li neda, and be mekabel every single kula possible. You could be noig l'chumra and do more than what you're mekabel gezint hai, but you should be noted that just in case you're going to be mistarif every single kula possible. But I just want to recap a few in yonim. First of all, is the yisoid that dalmei hocha ma'isek sofim, there's a mitzvah you have to give, there's an inyan you got to give tzedakah 10%. Forget ma'isa. As hilchas tzedakah, it's me the beininess only, actually, to give 10%. Mitzvah min amufchas to give 20%. Forget ma'isa, you got to give 10%, 20% to tzedakah. And tzedakah is defined as a neem. Tzedakah is not defined as mikvois, it's not defined as bikacholim, it's not defined as shul, it's very nice, not defined as electricity and heat and shoes, beautiful, but it's not tzedakah. Tzedakah is to aniyim. Avadi, you have to build shoes as well, but that's not tzedakah. 10% has to go to aniyim. 20% has to go to aniyim. As mitzvah min amufcha. We discussed the nafkaminas, the many nafkaminas, what maisek sofim is being moisev in tzedakah, hafrosha and different things, but the yisoid, maisek sofim as well, really supposed to go to aniyim. There's a sheet that holds it can go to divrei mitzvah, but it's the meat, it's a das yochid, it's not a rabbim, and I don't feel that there's a need to even rely on those sheet, because anyway, you got to give your 10% to aniyim. So what are you fadining? Unless you want punk the maisa money to go to mitzvahs and other money going to tzedakah, you're really not fadining much. So l'chaya, l'chachili shezucha binoig that the maisa ksofim should also go to aniyim, and l'chachili should be knowing that maisa ksofim should go to hamalei Torah, because that's really the ikar din. The Chavetz Chaim brings down that you could rely, if you have to, if you can get 100% to hamalei Torah, so you can get roiv or a chetzim, that's a lashon, to at least roiv, a chetzim should go to hamalei Torah, and the rest has to go obviously to aniyim. Not aniyim, you're not, that's it, it's not going to work. So you got to give to aniyim and preferably to hamalei Torah. And God in Hukas Tzedakah, I should remind the Elam that it's also a mile to give to hamalei Torah. So Vasmer is better to give to hamalei Torah if possible. In terms of, one second, in terms of afrosha and diktuk b'cheshum, we discussed that there are shittas hold that you have to give afrosha when you mafresh ma'isek sofim, you should be mafresh it. We discussed tonight it should be b'li neda, and you don't want tzedakah b'chal in that mois, you're going to inyanim b'al ta'acha, so you should be mafresh the mois. It's a good idea even out tzedakah to be mafresh the mois, because you will give it b'seiv upon him yofes, you give it much easier when you know that that money is earmarked, it's not my money anyway, it's going to tzedakah. Then you're hoping an ani should come around, so you can give him this money that you set aside for aniyim. So it's a good idea when possible. In terms of diktuk b'cheshbon, again, many people hold that you have to be medaktik exactly a tenth, not a penny more, not a penny less, but you have to make a real, not to do it api oimid, you have to make a real diktuk b'cheshbon. I'll tell you that bizmanenu is very difficult to do unless you have a streamlined process of kim b'cheshbon of your avachim, and therefore either, if you could, gizinta height, if you can't, so forgo that chelik of the ma'isek sofim, be makel of the other sheet. Or we discussed a Yehuda Yala that holds that if you do an oimed yafa, if you do a proper assessment, that you try hard and make a real assessment, you try to get as much as you can to that 10%, that's also already considered bediktok, so you can already chaparain those sheetahs of bediktok. In terms of what's considered Ravachim, clearly everything that's coming your way is considered Ravachim. We discuss all different forms, Yerusha, Matan, and the Dunya, everything, right? But when we talks about inflation, you can deduct for inflation, and talks about, when you talk about that your items itself went up or your business improved, we know that the Shlomo Zalman Shita is that you might have to make an accounting and a reappraisal every single year. I don't think it's practical, and if you're going to try to be Makabu that Shita, you're probably going to drop off and not going to be keeping Maisek Sofim after time. So I would suggest follow the other Shitas. It's easier to go with, is that if you have a business, every paycheck you pull out, every money you pull out of the business, be ma'asa that money, and all the money that you keep in the business, let it stay in the business and make profit for you next year, and don't be ma'asa that money. It means whatever you pull out for personal use, that's what will be considered hachnos and revak, and that's what you should be ma'asa. Whatever you keep in the business, you should rely on the poiskim who hold that you don't have to reckon with that as long as you didn't pull it out of the business. Same thing with stocks. Your stocks appreciate, it costs money, you don't liquidate the stocks, you don't have to give off ma'asa, you should rely on those shitas. anything that was given to you b'matana, if it's money or things avad, you have to give off ma'isa. We discussed if it's chfeitzim to give off ma'isa or not. There, if you could, l'chatchila, it would be nice if you could chat up how much it's worth. But b'di'evit, you have a lot, many to be semikon chazanish. I think it's a case of emet. There are other paiskim hold that on personal chfeitzim that you receive gifts that are for personal use and that's not in the form of money, you don't have to give off ma'isa on. There's a lot more. I mean, I can't chaz everything, but I'm just trying to give in a nutshell some guidance here. Like a mali teri, you want to give to yeshiva, and we had problems that how are you going to know exactly? Okay, so you'll have ruba mechetzim that will go to a mali teri. But again, it has to zikah go to anim. Moistis that are not anim oriented or only partially anim oriented, only that chelik that goes to anim could be deducted. Akutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.